This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Well, we have our monthly chamber update. Hi, Miranda. Yeah. Hi, Dave. How are you guys?
Well, good evening, and thanks for having us, Lauren and Dale.
Well, you guys haven't been doing much here in the last few weeks, have you? You know, it's just been kind of, you've been feeding the community. You've been talking to all the leaders in the community about the status and where we are in this community. So, yeah, you've taken a few days off, I guess. Is that what's going on? No, it's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're going to be leaving town, aren't you?
Well, I am. I am going to sneak away here. Just
good for you.
But don't tell.
Good for you.
Yeah, we have her cell phone. We know where she's at.
With that retired guy you going with?
Yes, that one and only.
Oh, Brian, what a good guy. I miss him because this first year that he hasn't taken care of my furnace or my air conditioner.
I know.
And you just call that guy up and he comes in and takes care of it. You know, unassuming, just takes care of business. You don't have to worry about a thing.
We can get you his number.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I don't know that he's answering.
I don't think so. Yeah, he told me, I think he threw that phone away. But anyway, you've got a lot of things going on, and it's real important that everybody thinks that the chamber is just for old businessmen or old businesswomen or people that have already had established businesses and stuff like this. And you're taking it a whole different direction with this new program, aren't you?
We are. And so tonight, you know, we really wanted to talk to you a little bit about our workforce program. And so it's the chamber taking and connecting seniors to careers. So we really targeted our senior class. We went to 8 different locations. We talked with 12 county schools, and I should also say that in Republic with their Milligan and Futures Academy. So, you know, we were out there. We had 30 face-to-face meetings. We met with over 327 students. So we really put some boots on the ground, and we rolled up our sleeves, and we brought our workforce partners, the businesses, into the schools and talking directly to those seniors who were going right into the workforce, right into a career.
And if you talk about to any business person that in this community or in any community, and you say, what is the one thing that we need to help you with? And what is it?
Oh, workforce.
Workforce.
We went around the table, and that was the number one issue. And so we look to try to help solve that. We know there's so many other great programs going on and already happening in place. You've got Workforce Investment Solutions with Rocky Wilkerson doing great work.
Amazing,
you've got,
amazing work.
You know, all the great work that Richland Community College does and all their certificates and all their programming. And then you've got the Ag Academy and you've got the Jerry Dawson Academy in Decatur Public. So there's so many great programs. We were not looking to duplicate efforts. We set out and started asking folks, are you working with the county students? Are you, is there someone going in? And then we started having conversations with the principals, the counselors, the teachers, you know, is this something that you think would work? And we got a resounding yes, please, please come.
Well, absolutely. Some of those programs that you mentioned are pipelines for students who know what they want to do when they graduate. But there are a lot of students, especially right now, that aren't quite sure what exactly they want to do. And it's very, there's a lot of pressure to go into, you know, choose education and then feel like you're wasting money if that's not a path you want to do. So you really want to make sure that's what you want to do, or you need to get a part-time job in order to pay for that education. And the chamber has availability for resources to connect those people.
There are kids in the public schools right now that are involved in agribusiness and agricultural things that three, four years ago didn't even know what that was. They thought that was farming, planting things and stuff like that. And that's 1% of what's going on as far as the agribusiness goes. And if you look at that, the number of kids in the FFA that they have in our public schools right now in Decatur is amazing. So you need to open up the opportunities and avail these opportunities to the kids, because right now they don't even know what they want to do.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you touched on ag, but that is just a small part what these kids didn't know. You know, when you talk about hospitals, what they think about doctors and nurses, right? But not the support staff or what it makes those hospitals to run. And I think we really started to open some eyes of kids who didn't know what they want to do, you know, options that they have. And probably one of the biggest things I took away is these kids and some of the abilities they have, like welding certificates and and maintenance and some of the programs that are in these high schools. And they're still not sure what they want to do, but, you know, they didn't understand I can go work maintenance at the hospital or I can do, you know, what at ADM. And part of the education was just educating them on the companies that we have here and the options that we have here. And kids just didn't know that. But I think we got a lot of that message out and started opening eyes of these kids. And that was a huge part of the program.
And you look at like the trucking and CDL license and all that kind of stuff. It's a huge deal. I want to be a trucker, that kind of stuff. And then you get this guy that's mechanically inclined. He says, I don't want to drive and I don't want to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fix your truck. Yep. I'm going to make more money than you do. And it is amazing when all those ancillary businesses pop up and all those opportunities pop up and you say, you find me somebody that can fix this machine, you know, I'll find a driver for this. And that's an amazing program when you look at that.
It really is. And you think about, you know, someone like an ADM and they have their whole trucking department. So, you know, while this student is going to Richland and getting that automotive degree or getting those types of certificate or additional training, you know, I keep saying you need to have some money in your pocket, because once you have some money in your pocket, you have options. When you don't make money, when you don't have those options, somebody's making choices for you, whether that's your mom and dad or, you know, whatever your family situation may be. But when you have money in your pocket, whether you're working full time or part time, you've got options. Yep. And you can get training. Almost every single one of our workforce partners offer tuition reimbursement. So they will help you pay for your college, your school, your certificate while you're working for them.
Yeah, I think that's huge. And once again, that's just educating the kids on what's out there and what's available. Because as you're approaching the end of your senior year, and you want to go to school, but you may be thinking, how am I going to pay for that? So I think those are options that are out there, and we relayed those to those kids.
You identified the need, that there was a need for this particular program, and then the next step is, what's it going to look like?
Exactly. Yeah. And it wasn't just those boots on the ground. It was also this whole marketing campaign of our workforce partners and their available jobs, right? Mm-hmm. So it was all about the job openings. How do we educate them? What are the media venues to use? And so we used them all. And we also used our website. So we have a job posting ability. We have posted 216 job openings since January. And from those postings, and we put them out on social media as well, I should say. But from that, we've gotten 21,443 job website views on those job postings. And, you know, Dave's like, gosh, Miranda, we're not Indeed. I'm like, no, we're not. But that's pretty darn good views. Yeah. 21,443 on just that job posting page. Mm-hmm. We know it's working. We know people are going out there.
Are you tracking the successes as far as somebody getting a position from this type of deal?
We'd have to rely on them, Dale, to be sure and tell us that. And I don't know that they are. But
because and I think the other thing, this was the pilot, right? Mm-hmm. We learned a lot, I think. I think the counselors learned a lot. Mm-hmm. But over the 4 months, we saw a tremendous amount of growth. And I think over everything, that's how our workforce partners, everyone said, when we came the first month, they're like, these kids wouldn't even talk to us.
They wouldn't look up from their cell phones.
And I'm not going to name a name, but there was this young kid at Clinton, and we all kind of fell in love with this kid. He just has this great personality, but he is he loves to joke, and he loves to kid. And I think over the 4 months, I think he came to everyone of the sessions, and I think he really got his attention. He really started to figure out what he wants to do and how he can take what he wants to do, which he wants to be a comedian. But how is he going to pay to get there? And I think that kind of opened up some of his eyes. And I think our workforce partners really started to take notice in this kid, and they're like, hey, maybe you can come do this and during the day and work and become a comedian.
See, and that's the kind of availability and resources that you guys are able to touch point with, getting a student connected with something that he can have a job in order to pursue that wish and talent and not be told that, you know, maybe you need to go into the workforce right away and then you can pursue that later. And so this is an option that he was able to connect with different local people.
Yes.
And have that, because it is intimidating to be, you know, a senior in high school and go out and try to figure out how you can go in and either fill out an application, find an application online, even if you do it on Indeed. You know, sometimes you get a resume that's not really a resume because some of these students don't have any work experience because they were in high school during COVID, so during the peak of COVID.
Can't be hired because you don't have any experience.
Right.
Can't get experience because you're not being hired.
Well, you know, we mentioned we went in there four different times. And so the first time was all about discovery. Mm-hmm. Discovery about the students. Who are we talking to? What are they like? What's their name? What are they interested in? And then we started talking to the businesses. So, hey, tell us, if I'm going to walk in the door and I'm going to work at ADM, how much money am I going to make? Yep. What am I going to do? Do I have to wear work boots? Do I have to wear safety goggles? Mm-hmm. Do I have to have a hard hat on all day? Mm-hmm. Do I work by myself? Do I work in a team? What do I do at Caterpillar? The same questions. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, do I get time off? Do I get vacation pay?
Do I have to show up every day?
Yes. And there's points.
Do I have to be on time?
Dale, there's points. They get taken away.
My score doesn't win there.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
So we did that whole discovery piece on it. The second time we went back, we did resume writing. Mm-hmm. And we talked about what needs to be in your resume. Mm-hmm. We talked about a cover letter. Then we started talking about interviewing and interviewing skills. Mm-hmm. Don't go to your interview chewing gum. Don't dress mm-hmm. above. Dress one set above what the job is that you are applying for. Right. Don't bring your cell phone into your interview. Mm-hmm. Know the name of the person you're interviewing with mm-hmm. and be able to shake their hand, look them in the eye.
Or the job title that you are interviewing for.
Have them do a little test like, you know, raise your right hand and they raise your right hand and then raise your left hand. Well, you now know that you can follow directions very well. So that's something you can put in your resume. Those are things. I understand things. I can follow with those instructions.
Yeah, and with session 2 and 3, I think the other thing, and these were our workforce partners mm-hmm. working with these kids, and I mean, they are who they're going to apply with, so it's kind of important. But I think the other thing is what they covered is what not to put on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't have an email address that has something inappropriate.
Also,
exactly.
Also, but that is
hot
huge.
Body 1, 2, 3.
But they have one, those.
Yep.
You know, is where do you? Almost everybody asks, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Say, I'd really like to go to Florida.
Yeah.
Because if the next person says I want to grow inside a company and be promoted within, is it the guy who's going to go to Florida or that guy is going to get the job? And they all were like, kind of don't lie.
No,
you don't have to say. Nope. You can say, I want to find a company that I can grow and grow within and be promoted. You didn't say it was their company. Yeah.
If you
but be
if
professional.
You lie, if you lie on a resume, about the only thing you're really going to be able to do is be in politics.
Yes. Yeah, we need those too.
True.
Well, I'll say that last session, they did mock interviews and they gave the students feedback. And, you know, it was really interesting and a little bit brutal. And so after the last one, I'd say, okay, guys, what'd you learn? What was, you know, what were some of the tough questions? Where'd you stumble? Where do you need help with? And mm-hmm. so, you know, because of that, because we had been there, we were no longer strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
connected with us.
And get that relationship build up. And
exactly.
And
so their head wasn't in their cell phone. Yep. They were actually looking and learning and engaged.
And it wasn't a time that they were desperate for a job. You know, sometimes you can be so nervous and have so much pressure on you that you really want to make this interview go well. And so having the mock interviews and just having them have that ability to sit there and be able to learn how to respond to a question without being under that pressure is wonderful for an employer to get that in a few
One of the most eye-opening ones, we had a young man at Meridian, and I actually think Kristen from Ring was who I was sitting with, and she was interviewing them, and he stopped in the middle. He goes, I want to thank you right now because I would absolutely be bombing this interview, mm-hmm. and I know what he's learning what not to say, and he was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by the end of the interview, I think he felt way better,
mm-hmm.
and you know, he probably would have gone to his first one. He still may go to his first interview and absolutely bomb it.
Oh, absolutely.
But you know what? I think he has more confidence today than he did before. And it was an eye-opening, like, man, this kid's struggling.
And even in the trades, I mean, my husband has been an electrician with Bodine Electric for 20 plus years. And I didn't realize until Allie was interviewing for a job and he had no idea what to do in a job interview because he hadn't interviewed for a job since the park district when he was a landscaper. They do it totally different in the trades industry. And so, you know, you call a hotline number and you get assigned to a different job or, you know, company that time. And so he takes different jobs like that. I had to help him put together a resume one time just so he'd have it. And it was so, I mean, I was basically talking to the same level of student experience that, you know, he's almost 40. I'm like, how have you never put together a resume? And so it was amazing to see what kind of skills he thought an employer would like and things like that.
You know, it was really interesting to work with the kids, too, as they were building those resumes. And so we gave them a sample. So we gave them what a good resume sample would look like. And we said, look, we understand you haven't had a lot of work experience, but have you participated in a team here at high school? Yeah. Are you on the football team? Have you had a leadership role? Maybe you've put together a PowerPoint presentation and you've had to be a part of that team. Mm-hmm. So you've got skill sets that you can pull out. And so a lot of our employers really worked with the students and said, you know, it isn't that we're being nosy. We want to be able to connect with you some way. If you say one of your favorite hobbies is fishing and you have that on your resume, guaranteed we're going to pull that out and we're going to want to know that about you.
Oh, absolutely. And I think there's a lot of things in high school now that has students set up. Some of the clubs are much more professional than they were a few years ago. And so I think that really lends itself to some of that workplace style or leadership type experience that employers are looking for. And so that's a great job. And this workforce program is awesome. I know it'll continue.
And, you know, there was another experience. We had one of our workforce partners that went and introduced a student to a different workforce partner because she said, you are a much better fit for them than you are me. I don't care who you go to work for, but get a job.
Yeah.
And that's what that was
collaborative
awesome.
Effort of all the businesses working together to make sure our workforce is stronger. Yeah. That's the point. That's one of the benefits of being a chamber member.
You want that person to be successful.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so it's important that connection with the right organization is there. And if he doesn't fit in your organization, then you know it, he'll fit over there.
Yep.
It's much better to hand that off and let that individual excel.
Yeah, workforce, this community is too small to burn for.
Workforce affects everybody because as soon as they go to work, you know, they go to retail, they go to the restaurants, they go to, you know, they buy a house, which goes to the school systems, the park district. It literally affects everybody. And that's why it's so important.
Absolutely. Well, Miranda, Dave, thank you guys so much for joining us. And again, you can check out DecaturChamber.com to see these job listings. Go to the Workforce tab. And if you're a chamber member, reach out to the chamber and see how they can help you, because we are only as strong as the rest of our community.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you guys have a safe Memorial Day weekend.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.